question is?
Yes, I'd like to know whether that extends to now at London hospitals, they're operating on babies before they've been born to correct defects in order to enable them to survive. Right. Does that extend to operating on these children before birth? Do you feel that that's interfering as well?
You see, operation before birth is... I don't think we can have any religious objection or moral objections against that, because the principle by which I'm always guided is, are you helping the plan of God, you're moving in the direction of the plan of things, or you are opposing it, moving in the opposite direction? So, for instance, if genetical engineering is employed to improve the quality of the life God has created, should not be religiously objectionable, because you're moving along the winds, along the plan of things. If you try to create new animals out of the created animals and distort their images for gaining some purposes you think would be useful for humanity, that will be going against the grain, because He is the creator, He has created balances, and we do not in fact realize the importance of even the smallest thing that lives in the ecosystem that we know. Everything plays its role, and man has repeatedly discovered, unfortunately too late for him, that whenever an attempt was made to change the environments and the ecosystem, would you say eco or ecosystem? Eco, I think.
Doesn't matter.
Huh?
That's fine. That's
echo
fine.
Is different, you know. Echo is reverberation of the sound you hear. You
mm-hmm.
When it strikes against something, it returns to you. But ecosystem, I think it is, isn't it?
That's right, yeah.
That's right. So in Australia, some experiments were carried out, not experiments, but some attempts were made to get rid of certain animals.
Mm.
And as they got rid of those animals, they had to go through a chain or a procession of problems, born one out of the other. And they could not bring under control the things which were unleashed and they released suddenly, out completely beyond their imagination. If certain, for instance, rabbits were destroyed, the rabbits fed on certain bushes and grasses, etc. On the same bushes and grasses, some extremely dangerous insects also fed. Now, because the rabbits consumed most of the bushes and the grasses, so the population of those dangerous or insects, etc., was automatically controlled. And some other animals also were kept within their confinement created or imposed by nature. Now you do away with one important factor in the environment, and you sort of open a Pandora's box of problems. You know, link after link, chains develop, which are very difficult to
reverse.
Brought under your control once again.
Hmm.
So that is what has happened in Australia, and that also has happened in England sometimes. So that is why the scientists are very, very careful nowadays. There is a fly which causes impetigo and other rashes which are very painful, and you find this fly by the rivers in many lovely areas where the tourists go so often. So to bring it under control was the main problem with the scientists here in England. Now, they invented something or discovered a bacteria which could cause fatal diseases in that in the larvae of these flies. But having learned their lessons, they were extremely careful. In small controlled areas, they experimented with these new bacteria, and they washed every other species of life present in that water. What effect it causes upon them, and did not release this into the nature until they were, according to them, 100% certain that it could only create benefit in helping nature, not to work against it. So there's so many things, you know, which one has to bring into focus of attention. Particularly playing with nature is very, very dangerous. In America now, there are many lawsuits against some states who have permitted genetic engineering to attempt to create certain insects which they feel would be beneficial for man. Because those who have sued the state are also knowledgeable scientists belonging to this field. They say, and rightly so, I believe, that according to certain experiments, what we projected did not result in the same thing. The experiment did not result in the same thing which we had projected. This is what I want to say. For instance, they cut off a gene from I think it was a mouse or something, anyway, some animal, small animal, and planted that gene upon an insect to change its characters so that instead of being harmful, it would become a useful animal. Now, when they were horrified to detect that, according to the mathematical calculations, what should have resulted did not result. A new thing was born, as if, you know, through mutation, if something had suddenly appeared which they had not calculated upon. They were not expecting, I mean. So they say this is a very dangerous game. A gene within a set of genes, placed in a certain position in a chromosome, may behave in a certain manner because its effects are also inhibited or influenced by the genes around. So in a certain setup, it works. How can you be sure that when planted upon another chromosome in a certain order, because order is also, as you know, very important. If the order is changed, the life can completely come to a halt, because the chromosomes then would not live and cannot function if you change the orders improperly. They're sequenced by nature, by God, as we believe. So the question arises as to whether these genes had a permanent quality, an individual confined quality, which they could carry along with them wherever planted. Or will the genes, should the genes to be taken as possessing certain qualities in a given circumstances, in a given environment. Now this incident which I have just quoted proves the fact, as I also have always held this, that genes should not be taken to have totally independent characters. Their qualities, their characters are defined in that given situation of the cell in which they are attached and placed in a certain order along a thread of chromosome. And if you remove it, maybe something else develops, and it has developed. And this is why this is one scientific line of future in relation to the time of Hazrat Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which has been roundly condemned by the Holy Quran. Holy Quran speaks of so many prophecies of scientific achievements of man and new creations, this and that, and never you find any reflection upon that. It is recommended, sort of, if not recommended, it's just plain statement, neutral statement, that and that is going to happen in the future. When you come to this, the Holy Quran says Satan would coax them on to do this, and they would be punished. So when the creation of God is changed, the alarm bell, the bell begins to ring. You have gone perhaps too far, stepped out of your boundaries. So this is, I think, in answer to your question, this should satisfy. Is that right?